When the early clients who paid these rates were defrosted years later and found other clients receiving the same services for as little as $3,000, they threatened a row and the Zuritskis made substantial refunds. By that time, they could easily afford it, and since any publicity about their enterprise was unwelcome to them, all refunds were made without a whimper. $3,000 became the standard rate, with $100 per year the storage charge, and no charge for defrosting. The Zuritskis were businessmen, first and last. Anyone who had the fee could put himself away for whatever period of time he wished, and no questions asked. The ironclad rule was that full payment had to be made in advance. Criminals were the first to apply for quick freezing, and formed the mainstay of the Zuritskis' business through the years. What's more easy than to rob, hide the loot, except for that all-important advance payment, present yourself to the Zuritskis, and remain in their admirable chambers for 5 or 10 years, emerge to find the hue and cry long since died down and the crime forgotten, recover your haul, and live out your life in luxury? Due to the shady character of most of their patrons, the Zuritskis kept all records by a system of numbers. Names never appeared on the books, and anonymity was guaranteed.